The signs of the end times are all around us. Jesus said in Matthew 24 that there'll be wars, rumors, pestilences, diseases. Men will be, the love will wax cold, he told us in the scriptures. He told us there'll be false teachers and false religion and false Christs all over the world. We see that in America. We see it all over the globe. America's following false Jesus. Not God bless America. God is not going to bless America. God is going to judge this wicked Sodom 2 nation. God is going to come in fiery judgment. 2 Thess 1. He's going to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Unless you're born of him by the Holy Spirit, unless you're walking in spirit and truth, unless you're seeking the kingdom of God, not your corrupt man-made religion, not your false gospels, not your prayer tents. Nobody ever said that we should put up prayer tents. Jesus said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teach them to obey everything he's commanded in holiness and righteousness. Man-made religion is not doing that today. Man-made religion is why America is Sodom too. 250 years of American churchianity. Look at America. More wicked than Sodom ever was. And God is going to judge this wicked nation. And he's going to start with the corrupt churches. And he's going to start with the false gospels. And he's going to start with the hypocrisy of people that claim his name. But live after the pattern of the world. So it's loving to come out into the streets. It's loving to come out into public places to tell the truth and warn you about the destruction that's coming.
I believe 100%.
Bless yourself. We're out here warning people about man-made religion. They're not preaching a biblical.
It's loving to point the way to the narrow path. It's loving to rebuke. Jesus rebuked. The Bible says rebuke. What a harsh word. What does it mean? It means correction. If you were driving over a bridge that was out, wouldn't you want somebody to correct you? Wouldn't you want somebody to tell you you can't drive over this bridge? If you're living a sinful life, don't you want someone to tell you you're living a sinful life, a man-made religious life that is going to be outside the kingdom of God? It's actually loving to tell truth. America's become very politically correct, very feminized, very sinful, very paganized, very materialized. Sadly, America has become sodomized, like Sodom and Gomorrah. And if God doesn't judge America, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. But God will not apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. God will judge America and the world. Judgment will come for your rebellion, your stiff-necked ways, your sin against a holy God. Judgment will come, but you can escape the wrath. You can be made new. You can be transformed. You can walk in the newness of life. But don't trample the blood of Jesus Christ. Did you have a good one?
I did, yeah.
I saw her. What'd she say, Sister Emma?
She said that she agrees that the churches are lying. I asked her if she belonged to a religious organization. She said no. She said she never has. She just believes in the Word. She says she believes the Bible. We need to follow it. Obviously, she needs some more help. I offered her help.
Yep.
Gave her some more truth, and she thanked me, and it was good.
Awesome.
Yeah, so hopefully some seeds went deep.
Good job, Sister Emma. You've had quite a few good conversations. I've had a couple.
I actually have, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Praise
and
the Lord.
Even though our enemy tried to run us off today, it didn't work. We're standing strong.
Right.
Amen. And we're preaching the truth.
Only God is going to allow whatever happens, and we're to rejoice in trials. trials and persecutions, be exceeding glad when they lie about us. Matthew 5.
Yeah. Oh, I'm rejoicing.
Yeah.
I'm rejoicing.
Oh, I know. I was just like lifting myself up because you know what? Sometimes I forget to rejoice.
Yep.
I let it roll off me. It doesn't bother me.
And why do we rejoice?
I forget to rejoice because we're counted worthy to be suffering.
Yeah. And Christ. What did he say? When they lie and persecute thee wrongly.
Yeah.
Now, if I was a jerk, or if I was in people's face screaming, yelling at them, I was threatening people, well, I can't rejoice in that persecution. But when I'm just preaching the gospel and they lie and say I'm assaulting people, that we can rejoice in that, going, you know what? We know the truth. Our Father knows the truth.
Or like that guy was yelling at me.
Yep.
I was just preaching the truth as I was walking by.
And yep.
He was yelling at me.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever. You just rejoice in it. See,
amen.
I was going to say whatever. Just let it roll off. But we got to rejoice
amen.
In it.
Amen.
That's for me.
Yeah.
That's to help me. I got to give God his glory for it.
Yeah. The word of God is for us to tell us, rejoice, keep going, stand strong, don't fade away. Your works and your labor is not in vain.
Oh, no. Huh?
And the word of God never goes out void. Right, sister? Amen.
55:11, it will accomplish what it is sent out forth to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Like so it's loving, as we were talking about, to lift up the truth. It's loving to correct and rebuke America for its sin. It's loving to call out the false, corrupt religious systems. Catholic, Lutheran, Baptist, Methodist, Jehovah Witness, Mormon. Name one. I'll tell you who invented it and why it's sinful. How can we worship Christ in truth if we follow a bunch of false man-made religion? It's impossible. You cannot follow Christ in spirit and truth and keep pagan holidays like Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday. You can't follow Christ that said, my sheep hear my voice, come out of the world, John 10, if you're of the world and like the world. The Bible says, be holy. Without such, no one will see God, Hebrews 12. Holy means to be set apart for the kingdom of God. You're not set apart when you're a Chiefs fan. That's worldly carnality and sin. You're not set apart when you're practicing false man-made religion. That's sin and hypocrisy that God hates. Go read Luke 12:1. The sin, the leaven of the Pharisees was hypocrisy. Hey, do this, but they didn't do it. And they were adding man-made rules to God's law. That's what the church systems do. The Roman Catholics invented pagan Christmas, merged with pagan holidays, and the evangelicals and everybody follows it today. It's a stench in God's nostrils. They invented Good Friday. Jesus didn't die on Friday. He died on Wednesday and rose on Saturday. 3 days, three nights. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Christ is a glorious Savior. Go forth into the streets and proclaim him.
Amen.
Lift him up, and he said he will draw all men to him. Everyone has the chance. John 3 says, whosoever will come. But there's the big problem. Whosoever will come. How do you come to Christ? Just believing? No. Faith alone, grace alone? No. The Bible never teaches that. You come to Christ through repentance, believing what he did, and then actually walking in holiness and his word and ways. Forsaking your sin as you go. Coming out of the world. Coming out of false religion. Coming out of every false way. Here's a big one. America's got pride. Patriotism is pride. How you dress and present yourself is pride. Your carnal Kansas City Chiefs and NFL sports and high school sports, pride. Politics, corrupt, full of pride. But God says in Proverbs 6:17, pride is an abomination unto God. You best turn from your pride and turn from your sin. And turn from your false ways. Lest the judgment of God is coming. It's getting dark in America. Yep, the police just tried to run us off, threatening to arrest me for doing what I'm doing right now. It's getting dark in America. Satan's grip on the world is coming. The Antichrist system is growing. You still have a chance. You can come out of the world. You can surrender your life. Forget your church systems. They're a scrap and a stench before a holy God. Read the Holy Scriptures. Test your life to the Holy Scriptures. See how far you are from serving God in spirit and truth. I like to ask people all the time, your man-made religion, whatever flavor it is I just mentioned, all the false ones, they're all false. Did you know Jesus is coming to destroy them all in flaming fire? Why would you labor your whole life to build up a false religion that God is coming to destroy? Yeah, God hates every false way. The Mennonites, invented by man. The Catholics, invented by man. The Lutherans, invented by man. The Jehovah Witness, invented by man. The Mormons, invented by man. The non-denoms, invented by man. Evangelicals, invented by man. Stop me when God started any of these corrupt religious bodies. They all keep a form of false religion, sin, false gospels, and corruption that will not get you to the kingdom of God. But you can turn to the goodness of God. You can turn to the grace and mercy. You can turn to the truth and walk after Him in holiness. But you must turn and come out of the culture. It will cost you your life, your friends, your family. Oh, my family's Roman Catholic. My family's Lutheran. My family's a Mormon Jehovah Witness. Unless you lose all of that for the glory of God, you have no hope of an eternal life to come. Judgment is coming. Repent and seek the kingdom of God.
I got a question. What's the gospel?
Is this a serious question?
I'm dead serious.
All right, what's your name?
Stevie.
Stevie?
Yeah.
My name's Two Posts. So
okay.
If you're serious, here's a gospel card.
You share it with me.
I will. The gospel is the shed blood of Jesus Christ, who came into the world fully man, fully God, and made a way for everyone, because of His shed blood, His perfect life, and His resurrection. He made a way. And the Bible says that by faith, not faith alone, grace alone. Not one Bible verse teaches faith alone, grace alone. By faith, Jesus' first ministry words were repent. You must come to Christ, repent, seeing you're a fallen person. Everyone has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but then God calls us to repent. Change your mind, change your ways. When you change your mind, change your ways, and God says, I see this man wants to obey me, God will send the Holy Spirit. You can be born from above. And when you're born from above, something happens in your life. It happened to me. I was the worst of the worst, a worldly carnal person. I was much worse than all these people, and I'm no better than these people today, but I am different. Holiness and obedience to God's word overtook me, and I began to test everything in my life. My man-made religion had to go, feminized, paganized. Many of them sodomized today, materialized, preaching a false gospel. I had to come out of the world. I was a bodybuilder. I was into hunting, fishing, football, sports, and none of that's of God. And the fruit of that new life in my life was holiness and obedience, and I began to refine my life down, and I endure every day in that. So the gospel is two things, really. The good news of what Jesus did, and then how we, by our will, apply it to our life. Most people have a gospel that says, Jesus died for me, and I'm going to go to heaven. Well, Jesus did die, and He made the opportunity for you, but it's like a marriage. You choose a wife, she has a part, you have a part. You can't do her part, she can't do your part. You can leave your part, she can leave her part. So once saved, always saved is a lie. Easy believism is a lie. Christmas and Easter and Good Fridays are a lie. Pagan, Roman Catholic lies.
What about John 6? All that came to me, the Father will
Yep, know he's talking about the elect. And so God knows who the elect are. Do you know who the elect are?
I don't either.
I am one of them. What's that?
I hope you are.
He knows who the elect are. Well, you got to prove you're the elect by enduring to the end, because you can fall away. Hebrews 6 warns about those who have tasted and have fallen away. So be careful. The Bible says, puff yourself up lest you fall. We should all be working at our salvation, not with egotistical, I know I'm going to make it or I'm the elect. We should be lifting up with fear and trembling. Is what the Bible says. Well, when you're born again, but you still can lose your salvation, sir, if you turn away. Yes, you can. Hebrews 10:26 says there is no sacrifice for willful sin.
All that the Father All that the Father draws to me, I will never cast out.
Those, right. My sheep, Jesus knows his elect. And if you're one of his elect, you'll come out of the world and you'll come out of man-made religion and you'll be his.
So let me ask you this.
But if you're of the world, you're not his. You probably have a false Jesus.
Is God waiting on man to choose him?
Of course. Absolutely.
So who's God?
The Bible always proves that
God's not sovereign.
Well, God is sovereign over everything, but God has given man a will. Yes, he is. God is sovereign.
I just said.
You're a Calvinist. I can tell. You're a Calvinist.
Oh, yeah.
God is sovereign over everything, but he gave man a will. I can prove it. Ready?
Yeah.
Moses says, choose this day whom you'll serve. Joshua said, choose this day whom you'll serve. Jesus said, John 3, whosoever can come. That's everybody. But then it says in Peter, God wants none to perish. So God's will is he wants none to perish. And he sovereignly could make us all slaves, but he doesn't. He allows us to pick and choose, like he allows a wife to stay with a husband to stay with a wife. Either one can go and crash and burn their marriage by adultery or abandonment. So Calvinism is an absolute demonic lie. John Calvin was a murderous man.
No, he was not.
He signed off on Michael Sturtevant's death.
Okay.
He used to whip and beat people for their sins. He had false beliefs all the way. If you're going to defend John Calvin, this conversation's over. We're talking about Christ. Okay. Calvinism is an absolute lie. I got tons of articles on my teaching blog all about Calvinism. Once saved, always saved.
I'll look it up.
Always saved is a
Calvinism
demonic lie.
Through through.
Jesus said
total
if you don't...
Total depravity, unconditional
absolute lie. I've got it. Go look up the five solas. Go look up the five solas.
Grace alone through faith alone and Christ alone.
Not one Bible verse teaches
alone.
That.
Yeah.
Name one Bible verse that teaches faith alone. Faith
the
alone.
The righteous shall live by Romans 1:16. For I'm unashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And whoever believes in him, the righteous shall live by faith. Martin Luther heard that.
What faith causes you?
The gates of paradise opened up to him because you know what John Luther was doing? Martin Luther was doing? He was torturing himself because he said, I can never attain salvation on my own.
Because he didn't have the biblical gospel. He didn't trust in the finished...
Yeah, he was a Roman Catholic.
He didn't finish it. He didn't trust in the finished blood. He didn't trust in the finished blood of Christ and then walking in it to find salvation. Luther said, you can sin 1,000 times a day and nothing will separate you from sin.
Yeah, this was after his conversion. Yeah.
Luther hated the Jews and said baptism by throwing them out.
That was
the
early Luther.
No, he never recanted that. He never recanted that. Luther and Calvin were murderous, heretic men that are burning in hell lest they repented. We're going to leave it right there. If you're going to defend man-made religion, I've got tons of articles. I've got tons of articles.
What's religion?
Go read James 1, what pure religion is.
Go. Tell me, what is it?
What is it?
I'm asking.
James 1 says, looking after widows and orphans and keeping yourself unspotted from the world.
Religion
that's faith
just,
and works.
We're just setting up doctrine and standing firm on biblical doctrine.
But Calvinism doesn't stand firm on biblical doctrine.
It sure does.
And biblical doctrine is what saves you.
You know what Calvinism means? You know what Calvinism... You know what Reformation...
It means a murderous heretic man from Satan.
You know what the Reformed theology is?
A murderous heretic man from Satan himself. That's who John Calvin is. I can't go with you if you're going to defend murderous men.
So
you have no
saved.
Leg to stand on. You're going to lose your soul unless you repent. I love you. Check out those teaching articles about once saved, always saved. Once saved, always saved. A demonic lie from Satan. Calvin was a murderer. So was Martin Luther. Murderous, Jew-hating men that did not have the fruit of the Spirit of God. But guess what? You can have the fruit of knowing and serving God. You can walk in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You can walk in every way that pleases God because you're born of Him.